Daf Nun Aleph. Today's learning is sponsored by the Hershkovitz family, Leon Nishmas, Moshe Ben Yehuda Leib, and by the Weider family, first name of Daniela, Sephora Bas Dina. So we got to the top of Nun Aleph. I'm Aleph. We got three lines down. The Gemara is talking about a long-winded brisa, a little bit of a confusing brisa, about the differences between a tmura and a zevach. And the Gemara ended up concluding that when it's referring to tmura, it's referring to generally the concept, the groupings of tmura. And when it came to zevach, we were talking about a very particular zevach, the Parasha Aaron or the Elisha Aaron. So the Gemara wants to know now, three lines down in Daf Nun Aleph, Maishna Tamura. How come when it came to Tamura, we said it's referring to all the Tamura, a general concept of Tamura, but while Zabach, we're referring to a very specific one? And so the Gemara answers, because Shem Tamura Achasi, because all the halachas listed in the Braisa that was unique to Tamura applied to all types of Tamuras equally. Tamura Shlamim and Ola and Chathas and so on, they were all equal, so you're able to say the broader category of Tamura. As opposed to Zabach, Ika b'chor v'ika b'maiser. The differences, the unique aspects and elements of Zevach was not across the board, did not cover all the Zevachim, because b'chor and maiser behemah did not fall under the details mentioned, because it's chal and b'al mum, and there's a ika giza v'avoda, so therefore we could not interpret Zevach to mean shame Zevach. We had to be very specific of which type of Zevach we're referring to. Just look at Rashi. Rashi writes five narrow lines down, says Rashi, shame t'mura achasi, all the tumors are equal with all the examples, all the unique elements of the tumors. They're all the same. Bitzibor, it doesn't apply. Bitzibor, ubedichia Shabbos, ubesias tumura, ubegiz vavoda. All those halachas listed apply to every single type of tumor. In contrast to aval zevach, says Rashi, lo matzi levisei shame. You can't teach shame zevach, the group of zevach. Dehakatani gizev avoda as one of the examples that applies to zevach, but de lo matzi lemeimar, you can say that because mashen came bezevach. Da ika b'chor meiser, which are subject to gizev avoda even after a potential bamum. Fine. So now the Gemara says four lines down, ularav, the end of the line. Ularav sheshes, ademokila be'elosh aron. So yes, they were trying to figure out when it said zevach in the brisa, was that referring to the Parashal Aaron? Was it referring to the Elishal Aaron? So once he's trying to go down the list of other types of karbanos that might be referred to as Zevach, so once Adamokim lay be'elushal Aaron, lokme be'pesach. Why not refer to a Pesach, the Karban Pesach? Maybe that would fit him. It's Docha Shabbos, it's Docha Zatuma, V'osin Tamura, it also can make Tamura because it's a Karban Yachidi. So if you put, just you know, plug in the word Karban Pesach, for Zevach, everything would have flowed as well. So why was he stuck on Elisha Aaron? Why not say it was Pesach, right? We were trying to figure out that it's not Parasha Aaron. Parasha Aaron, what we wanted to say to make it as a Raya. But no, he said maybe it's Elisha Aaron. So Gemara says, well, maybe it's also Karban Pesach. It's Docha Shabbos, it's Docha Tumah. You can make Tumur with it. So Gemara says, Kesavar ein shochtin a Pesach al hayachid. Rav Sheshis is of the opinion, if you remember back from the sugyas of Maseches Pesachim, whether or not a Karban Pesach can be brought by a Yachid, or cannot be brought by Yachid. Rav Sheshis is of the opinion that it may not be brought as a Yachid, and if it can be brought as a Yachid, it means it can only be brought b'shutfis, and shutfis cannot make tamur, so it cannot fit on the list. Just look at Rashi. Rashi says, Kesavar ein shochtin pesach al yachid, a singular individual cannot bring a karban pesach, ki Rabbi Yehuda d'amar hachim b'maseches pesachim, v'yalef lei milosuch al lizvach as a pesach be'echad, that you can't bring it be'echad as one person, and therefore, chayven dein below shutvis, since it cannot come. Since a karban pesach cannot be brought without shutvis, in other words, it must have at least two people shutvis, therefore, ein osin tamura, so karban pesach could not have fit into that brisa. So then the Gemara says, okay, so Pesach Rishon doesn't work. But maybe, V'nokma v'Pesach Sheni. So maybe Pesach Sheni, that can be brought as a Yachid. So Gemara says, Mi dachi tuma. Could Karban Pesach Sheni, could Pesach Sheni docha tuma? So the Gemara says, it can't be docha tuma, and therefore, that can't fit in. The only options are either Paro Shel Aaron or the Elo Shel Aaron. Says the Gemara now around 10 lines down, Amr Le Rafuna Breid of Yeshua, L'Rava. So we had yesterday on Amud Aleph, we had a discussion about Zman Kavua is Docha Shabbos and Tumah, Eino Zman Kavua is not Docha Shabbos and Tumah. In that whole discussion, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yaakov, and the Tana Kama, all of those, the Gemara had said, Tana, Maishna Pesach de Kari Le Karban Yachid, U Maishna Chagiga de Kari Le Karban Tzibur. If you want to turn back to Daf Nun Amun Aleph, the Gemara referred to the Karban Pesach as a Karban Yachid, and the Gemara referred to Karban Chagiga as a Karban Tzibur. So why they should both either be karbanos tzibur because they're both as part of the regel. So why the chilik between Pesach as a karban yachid and chagiga as karban tzibur? So if you want to say, ask the Gemara, imishum dasi b'knufya, if it's because b'knufya, which Rashi has b'reglaim, the regalim that comes with a sif of people, a klaizer brings it together, that's why karban chagiga is called a tzibur, because they all bring it together, even though each family or each person brings their own, but it's brought, everyone brings the karban yachid of chagiga, so it's called the karban tzibur. But Pesach nami b'knufya, even in Pesach, Karban Pesach, there are groups of people, hundreds if not thousands of karbanos are being brought, b'knufya, b'regalim. So that can't be why we call chagiga a tzibur. So the Gemara then says, the reason why is because ika Pesach sheni delo asa b'knufya. You're right. Pesach Rishon is really a karban tzibur, just like karban chagiga is a karban tzibur. It comes b'knufya, it comes in the regalim. But when it says Pesach also implies Pesach sheni, and Pesach Sheni does not come on a regal, does not come b'knufya, we can't call the category of Pesach as Pesach, as a carbon tzibur. So Gemara then says, Amar Lei, Imkein, if that's the case, and then Imkein Ye, Doche Es HaShabbos B'Satuma. We're saying that the idea of Pesach is implying even the Pesach Sheni, if that's the understanding here, so then are we going to say that Pesach Sheni is a type of karban yachid, it could be Docha Shabbos and Tumah. Could you look back at the Gemara? The Gemara said Pesach Rishon is a karban yachid, that's Docha Shabbos and Tumah. Now we're saying that refers to Pesach Sheni as well. So that means Pesach Sheni is Docha Shabbos and Tumah, that's how we're interpreting this braisa now. Is that really the case? Am really in? Yes. Kiman Damar Dachi. I know even though above we just said Pesach Sheni is not Docha Tumah, now we're presenting a braisa that is actually Machlokas, whether Pesach Sheni is Docha Tumah or not. So on Daf Nun Amun Aleph, where the Gemara said Pesach is Docha Shabbos Docha Tumah, and call Pesach a Karban Yachid, it's referring to Pesach Sheni because it's a Karban Yachid, and yet it's Docha Shabbos and Tumah. How do we see? Where do we see this Braisa? The Tanya, Pesach Sheni Docha Shabbos Ve'eno Docha Tumah. Pesach Sheni has the ability to push off Shabbos, but it does not have the ability to push off Tumah, according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Docha Tumah. Rabbi Yehuda felt that Pesach Sheni could even Docha Tumah. So what's the machlokas between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, whether Pesach Sheni is Docha Tumah or not? Everybody agrees it's Docha Shabbos, but what's the machlokas whether it's Docha Tumah? So my time at the Tanakam, why does the Tanakam think that Pesach Sheni is not Docha Tumah? Amar lecha, mipnei Tumah dichiyaso, v'yaseh b'tumah. What's the reason why they didn't do Pesach Rishon, these people? Why they stuck doing Pesach Sheni? Because they were Tameh. So now they're going to go ahead and do it Tameh again? So why didn't you do it the first time? So we push them off the Pesach Rishon to do Pesach Sheni in order that they should be Tower. So how can we go ahead and allow them to do a Petumah? That's why it's not Docha Tumah according to the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda responds back, Rabbi Yehuda Amalecha, Amarka, the Pasuk says, Kechol Chukas HaPesach Yasu Oso. All the halachas of Pesach Rishon should apply to Pesach Sheni. Vafilu Petumah, even within Tumah. We know Pesach Rishon, if Rov Tzibur is Tameh, they can perform Pesach Rishon. So too Pesach Sheni, they have the right to Docha Tumah as well. The Gemara says, HaTorah hechzira lav lasos b'tara. The Torah wanted the guy to do it b'tara. We tried. But lo zacha, yasu b'tuma. But if he wasn't zacha to do b'tara, he could still fall back and do it b'tuma. So that's the machlokas between Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara now says, top of Nun Aleph Amid Beis. So we had a discussion yesterday about whether or not par of Yom HaKippurim and the Parsha Aaron could be osin tamura or not osin tamura. We said that machlok is dependent on whether or not we view the Echav HaKohanim as bekviyasa or bekufya. Their nature of the kapara, was it a primary kapara just like the other, like the Kohen Gadol, and therefore it's shutzfis, in which case shutzfis does not create tumura, or we view the kapara of the Echav HaKohanim as we said, bekufya, as secondary, and it's primarily the Kohen Gadol as a yachid, and it would be osa tumura. So in that discussion, the Gemara asks on the top of Nun Alpha Mabez here, V'tepik lei da'asher lo amarachmana, mishelohu mevi. Maybe you should learn that, it's exclusively the Kohen Gadol. The Pasuk says asher lo. It says asher lo, the word lo, three times in the Pasuk. It must be owned by the Kohen Gadol. Does that not imply that he owns it, and he's primary, and everybody else is secondary? So it should be Oza Timura? So Gemara just elaborates on this point. V'tepik lei da'asher lo amarachmana. Mishaloh, who maybe that he has to bring out of pocket. The Kohen Gadol must bring it, and it's exclusively his. The Tani, the Raisa says, Ashelo, when it says in the pasuk, I'll read the whole pasuk on the side just a second. The pasuk says, "V'hikriv Aaron es parchatos Ashelo." That's his. He brings it v'chiper ba'ado for himself and also v'ad beso, but it's Ashelo. He must own it. So the Gemara says, "Ashelo teaches me Mishalohu maybe." He brings from his own pocket. He pays out of pocket. V'lo Mishal Tzibur, does not come from the communal funds. Yachalo yavi Mishal Tzibur sheinat Tzibur miskaperimbo. Maybe if it doesn't come from the tzibur, from the communal funds, the tzibur doesn't get a kapara. Aval yavi mishal achiv akwanim. But then, sorry, the reason why it does not come from the tzibur funds is because they're not getting kapara. But maybe since the akwanim are getting a kapara, it's their par as well. Maybe they should be able to bring it. Aval yavi mishal achiv akwanim. Maybe the brothers should contribute towards the par. Sharei achiv akwanim is kapara. They are getting kapara, bo. Tamalomer, it says the pasuk Asher Lo, he has to own it. This is a separate pasuk. It says the hikriv Aaron as a parach adas Asher Lo again. So Asher Lo tells me that even if the kohen want to give, it doesn't work because it's Asher Lo has to be the kohen gadol. Yachal Lo Yevi, maybe he should not bring it from the brothers' fund, but im Yehavi kasha. But maybe if the brothers contributed, even though they weren't supposed to, maybe it should be acceptable. Tamalomer says Asher Lo yet a third time shuv Asher Lo. It says a three times Asher Lo. I read the pasuk again. The hikriv Aaron as a parachadas Asher Lo. The chiper bado v'abeisov v'ashachadas parachadas Asher Lo. That's two times, and the previous pasuk said it one time, three times to tell me it's shana lava kasev la'akev when it comes to kachim. When the pasuk repeats a phrase, it repeats it to tell me it's li'ikuva. Asher Lo means it must be owned by the Kohen Gadol. So shouldn't that be very, very clear that the Kohen Gadol must own it? And if he's the exclusive owner, it should be Osin Temura. So Gemara says, wait a second. Ulatamech, according to your logic, Ech vakwanim ilav dekani begavei heichi mechaperle. So there's an assumption, the Gemara says, that in order for a person to achieve a kapara through a karban, he must own it. He must have a chelik in the bailus of it. So if you're telling me that it's exclusively owned by the Kohen Gadol, how then will the Sheva Kuna get kapara if they don't own it? Ella, shiny Begaza de Aaron de Afkare Rachmana Gabi Echav HaKohanim. Begaza is like the storage house, the treasury. The treasury of Aaron, of the Kohen Gadol, the Torah was mafkired, even though it's really owned, the title and ownership is real by the Kohen Gadol, the Torah, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, is mafkired that all the other Kohanim should have some chelik in it, and says Rashi, that afkure, two narrow lines down, afkure, afkure, legabe hach kapara. So not really that they have ownership to it, but even though there's an ownership, they're going to achieve kapara. It's a special gzeres akasev that they're going to get kapara, even though they don't really own it. So just like that's the case, legabe kapara, the echav akarim have a chelik in it, hachanami gabe tumura, with respect to the lachas of tumura, nami shiny be gaza de aron, that the treasure house of Aaron was different as well, and therefore it won't work for Timur either. So again, fundamentally, the Shev Kuna has no ownership. It's owned by the Kohen Gadol. Only Kohen Gadol owns it. He brings it as the Kapara. But the Torah allowed, as an exception, that this is, if you want to ask a trivia question, one's the one area where people could get Kapara without owning the carbon. The answer would be Echav HaKohanim Yom Kippur. They don't own the carbon, yet they get a Kapara. So just like by a Kapara, they're considered as part of the carbon, so to the Gabe Tumura, they're considered as part of the carbon, and therefore, since it's Shutvis, Tumura will not work by the Paro Shel Aaron. So the new Mishnah tells us now, halfway down, Nun Aleph Min Beis, it's a very quick daf today, Haya Mahalich Behechel Ad Shemegia Lebein Shtei Parochos. So now what happens is the Kohen Gadol, he's preparing, he has the Ketores in hand. Remember we spoke about how he held, you know, the right hand, he was holding the hot coals, and the left hand, he was holding the spoon of the Ketores, and now he's approaching the Kodesh Kedoshim. So where does he walk? He's Mahalich Behechel, he walks to the Hechel, which is the area where the menorah is, and the Mizbech Ketores, and the Shulchan. He's walking through that area, Ad Shemegia Lebein Shtei Parochos, until he gets to the two curtains, Hamavdilos bein Hakodesh ubein Kodesh Kedoshim. The Heichal is also called the Kodesh, so he gets to the two curtains blocking in between these two areas. Ubeinem Amma, and there was a distance of an Amma around a couple feet between each of these parochos. So Amr Reb Yosi, Reb Yosi Omer Lo Hayisosham Ela Parochos Achas Bilvad. Reb Yosi argues in the Tanakhama. He says no, there were not two curtains. There was only one curtain. Shenemar tez the pasuk v'ivdila HaParochas Lachem Bein HaKodesh Bein HaKodesh Kedoshim. It says in the Pasuk, somewhere in the end of Sefer Shmos, so talking about the Mishkan, it says that there is one Parochas, V'Yavdila HaParochas, the one and only Parochas was separating between the Kodesh, the Heichal, and the Kodesh Kedoshim. So while the Tanakhama felt that there are two Parochas, the Rabbi Yossi felt there's only one. So Shapir, Kamrilahu Rabbi Yossi the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yossi responds very nicely. He brings a pasuk, a very strong source that there's only one parochas. So what's the response of the Tanakhama, of the Rabbanan? Rabbanan Amri Lacha, they say back to Rabbi Yossi, Hani Mili B'Mishkan. That's only true of the Mishkan, that there is one parochas. If Dilu HaParochas is referring to the Mishkan. Avaba Mikdash Sheni, the Mikdash Sheni, Kaven Dilo Hava Ama Traxon. Since there was no Amatraxon, we'll see what that means in just a second. Uve Mikdash Rishon, who Dahavi, the Mikdash Rishon, there was this wall, an Amma wall that was in the Mikdash Rishon, separating between the Kodesh Kodashim and the Heichal. And Legabe Mikdash Sheni, if you look at Rashi, Mikdash Sheni, they could not have this wall. Why not? Rashi says, first Rashi on the Gemara here, Amatraxon, Kach Nikres Kosel Mechitza, Shehifsik B'Mikdash Rishon. That was the name of the wall that was in Mikdash Rishon, separating between the Kodesh Kodashim and the Heichal. So it was an Amatraxon, but they did not have this about Mikdash Sheni, Shaya Gavoa Ama, Gavoa Mea Ama Lo Asel. Mikdash Sheni was bigger, the Gemara says. The Gemara Babas was, it was longer, it lasted longer, it was also bigger. It was 100 amos high, it's 200 feet high, that's very hard, very high rather. And Lefi Shelo Haya Over El Ama, since the thickness was only allowed to be an Ama wide, because you had to have everything exactly how it was in the Torah, so an Amma high, this wide only, 200 feet in the air, is going to just collapse. There's nothing supporting it. So that's too hard to build, almost impossible. Ulahosiv aloveh, to add to the thickness, they couldn't add to beyond the thickness of the Amma, Efsha, that's impossible. Dechsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Divayayamim, Hakob Bechsav, Miyad Hashem Alai, Hischil. That has to be exactly the blueprints laid out by Kadosh Baruch Hu. You can't change any dimensions. So Bai Sheni was told, the Pasuk says, but the width of the Amma must be the same. So in Mikdash Rishon, there was a wall separating between the two. Mikdash Sheni, for technical reasons, they could not build an Amma wall, because it would collapse. So the Gemara says, back inside, Ava Mikdash Sheni, Kaven de Lohavia Amma Chaksin, there was no Amma Chaksin, Uwe Mikdash Rishon, Hu Dehavia, Vistapka Lahura Banan, Mikdushase. So there's only, you couldn't build a wall, so you had to put a parochas. Now the problem is, that parochas, there's an Amma in between. What was that area of the Amma in between, was it part of the Kodesh, or was it part of the Kodesh Kodashim? I mean, if Mikdash Sheni, you can't build a wall. So the wall's out of the picture. So you revert back to building a parochas. You hang a parochas. But that parochas, where do you do it? Do you do it in a way where the extra amma is part of the Heichal? Or do you extend it where the extra amma is part of the Kodesh Kodashim? They weren't sure how to figure out the nature of that amma. So the Gemara says, since they were not sure, Vistapke leder banim b'ktushasei, iklefnim iklechutz, whether that amma was part of the outside or the inside, v'ovid shei parochas, they did two parochas, this way, blocking from the Heichal, blocking from the Kodesh Gashim, and the Am in between, they never were able to figure out what it was. It remained as a neutral territory. So then the Gemara says, Tanir Banu. So now we're going to describe, now the Kohen Gadol walks from the Azara, he's holding the Ketores, he's holding the Gecholim, he walks right through the Heichal to the Parochas, to the two Parochas. So Tanir Banu, the Gemara presents a Machlokas, was he going through the north, was he going through the south, where exactly was the entrance into the Kodesh Gashim? So the Gemara explains that Bein HaMizbeach LeMenorah. So the way it worked was the Shulchan was in the north, and the menorah was in the south. So that's just, this is going to be our base of Mikdash now. So we always walk in from the east, so that's east, and at least because it's a rectangle. So east, and that's west, that's Kodesh Kodashim. Works out well, the Aron is there. And then behind me is the north, and in front of me is the south. That's the base of Mikdash. Now in the south was where the menorah was, and in the north is where the Shulchan is. And he walks towards the Kodesh Kodashim. So where exactly is he going to walk through between the Mizbeach and the Menorah, the Shulchan? Where is he walking? So Gemara explains, he's walking Bein Mizbeach the Menorah Hayamahalach. He walks on the south part, right between the Mizbeach of Pnimi, which is the inside, and Menorah is on the south, and the Mizbeach HaKtor is in the center, Menorah is on the south. So he walks down towards the south between the Menorah and the Mizbeach. That's according to Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Meir Omer, Bein Shulchan Mizbeach, he felt, no, he walked towards the north, above, north of the Mizbeach, between the Mizbeach and the Shulchan. And the Yeshomer, there's yet a third opinion, Bein Shulchan the Kosi. He actually walked along the walls, above the Shulchan, right along the walls, into the Kosh Kedashim. So what's the Machlok? He's a man Yeshomer. Who is the Yeshomerim? Amar Rav Chista, this is Rabbi Yosihi. Damar Pischa B'tzafon Kai. He felt that the entrance into the Kosh Kedashim was the north. So he walked in the north, and then he kind of wrapped around like a snake, by the north there, walk through the two parochas and then come down the south to get into the Kodesh Kodashim, because there are two currents that were there. So the entrance was the north, so that's why he walked between the Shulchan and the wall to get to the north. So then Rabbi Yehuda, who said he walked towards the south, between the Mizbeach and the Norah, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Amalecha, Pischa B'darmka, he felt it was on the south, so he walked between the Mizbeach and the Menorah. Now Rabbi Meir, Kiman Sfirlehu, who does Rabbi Meir hold like? Ik Rabbi Yehuda, Sfirlehu, that it's in the north, sorry, it's in the south rather, so then it should be Neil Kribihud, the lamb walk in the south. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says he walks between the Mizbeach and the Shulchan, which is in the north. Now, E. Rabbi Yossi, if he holds like Rabbi Yossi, that's in the north, Neil Rabbi Yossi. Now, again, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir both hold he walks in the north. The question is, Rabbi Yossi said against the wall, between the Shulchan and the wall, and Rabbi Meir says between the Shulchan and the menorah. So, are you going north of the Shulchan or south of the Shulchan? It's both in the north, but is it straight or is it more on an angle? That's the question. So, what's the machlokas here? So Gemara says, Leolam Rabbi Yossi Sfirle. Really, Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Yossi that the entrance to the Parochas was in the north. So why was he not walking against the wall like Rabbi Yossi suggested? Why is he walking between the menorah, between the Mizbeach, and the Shulchan? So Gemara says, Amr Lecha, Shulchanos Tzafon Vidaram Munachim Umafsike Le Shulchan V'lo Mizalele. So there's a discussion, I don't know if we discussed this just yet, the Sugya in Menachos, that when Shlomo Melech built the there's Kalim, so we had the main shulchan, the shulchan that was used, but there were also five other shulchanos on each of the sides. Five on this side, five on that side. So there are a total of 11. 10 plus the main shulchan. And same thing with the menorah. There are 10 menorahs plus the main menorah. Now there's a machlokas, the direction, how they were situated. One opinion holds that, let's say, the shulchan was in the center, and there are five on the east and five on the west. But there's another opinion that says it was north and south. The main shulchan, there are five to the north and five to the south. It went that way. If it went north to south, that means the shulchan went up against the wall, it would get blocked. There's no way to walk through there. So that's why you have to go between the mizbeach and the shulchan. That's one answer why he said, I agree, it's in the north, is where the engine is, but to get there, everything's blocked. There's a wall of tables. But then the other gemara says, Ibai seima liolam mizrach umarav munachim. Really, all the 10 plus 1 shulchanos tables were going east to west. It was not blocking the way. You can actually walk along the wall of the shulchan. It does not get in the way. But why did Rabbi Meir not want to walk directly to against the wall? He referred walking between the shulchan and the menorah as shulchan and mizbeach, and not the shulchan and the wall. So Gemara explains because mishum shchina lav arach ara, because of shchina that's present in the kodesh kodashim, it's lav arach ara. It's not derech eretz lemeil lehedya, to walk in just like suddenly, if you will. You look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Lemeil lehedya, leilech etza kosa tzvoni." To walk alongside the northern wall directly, kol orach hahechal v'chol sha einav nuzonis mibeis kachy kadashim derech hafrifa sheginagli. You're going to look into the kosh kadashim. That would be inappropriate. Now, by the way, this could only be true with Bais Rishon, not Bais Sheni. Bais Sheni, there are two curtains. So even though you look straight, there's another curtain behind it would block it. This must be referring to Bais Rishon, where there's only one curtain. And there was no curtain, actually. It was the Amar Traksin. I guess the entrance, the Amar Traksin, was there. There's just one entrance. If you walk along the way, you're going to look directly into Kodesh Kedoshim, and you're going to get a hana from the Kodesh Kedoshim, which would be inappropriate. Therefore, if you walk at the angle, you don't have a direct line to the Kodesh Kedoshim, that would be more appropriate. There is an interesting discussion, talk about whether or not a person is allowed to look at the rock and the dome of the rock, the Evan Shtir, the Rabbaz talks about. That rock that's found in the top of the Har Bais is the rock that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to create the entire world. He has Ein Safek B'Yadah. I don't have a doubt in my mind. It talks about how a person has to be careful if he goes on top of Har Bais, where he should walk, where he shouldn't walk, but he has no problem of looking at it. If a person needs to go there, you're allowed to look at it, because this Gemara says it's just not derech eretz to look at the Kodesh Kedoshim or anything that goes in the Kodesh Kedoshim, but if one needs to go for whatever reason, there's no Isser, no real Isser involved, because of Me'ilah. What would the Isser be? Me'ilah. But the Gemara says there is no Isser Re'iyah when it comes to Me'ilah. There's nothing substantial by looking at something. So this is just Lav Ach Ar. It's not a real Isser. It's just not Derech Eretz. And therefore, Rabbi Meir preferred one walk on the angle and not directly into the Kodesh Kedoshim. And let's finish off this topic. The Gemara says we'll do three more lines in Daf Nun Beis. Amalecha Chavivan Yisrael Shehu Tzricha Nakasev L'Shliach. Rabbi Yossi had no problem with a person walking directly inside, because since it's so chaviv deklaisa that Kohen Gadol is serving as a shliach to daven on the behalf, and he makes himself like a ben bias in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's house, he's allowed to go inside. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Rabbi Yossi, Amalecha Chavivan Yisrael, Shlo Hitzricha Nakasav L'Shliach, they don't need a shliach, Ela Kol Echad V'yachem Mispal Ha'atzmo, each person davens on their own behalf. Shenemar Asher Yidun, Asher Yiniga, Levavo, Fer Shekab of Al-Kab, Abayis is Ephaim. So when they send the Kohen Gadol to represent all of Klal Yisrael, that's considered that he could walk directly inside, he could walk into the Kodesh Kedoshim, he could enjoy the Hana from it, he could look and look inside the Kodesh Kedoshim, because that shows the Chavivas of Klal Yisrael. We don't need to be careful here. We're sending our Shliach, and therefore he could go directly in as if he's a Ben Bais in the Kodesh Kedoshim. And then finally the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, Nami Nile Bein Menorah Lekosa. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, then, when he said Rabbi Yehuda felt that you walk in the south, the entrance was on the south, so why didn't he allow you to walk south of the menorah, between the kosa? Why did he say between the menorah and the mizbeach? Why not between the menorah and the southern wall? The Gemara says there's a practical reason, because mishachrei ma'ane, because you get dirty. The menorah had fire, and we know the fire could create soot on the wall. It did create soot. So if he walks against the wall, he's going to get ashes of soot all over his begadim, and it's going to make it dirty. Therefore, no one says you should walk in the south part. If you say it's on the south is where the entrance is, at best, you could walk between the menorah and the mizbeach. Let's quickly recap. We finish off talking about why temura is a general topic, which all the temuras include under that same rubric, as opposed to zevach. It doesn't work. We have to be very specific, which zevach, referring to that brisa. We suggest, why did he not suggest Pesach Rishon? Pesach Rishon is Docha Shabbos, Docha Tuma, but some say it's not Osa Tumura. Depends whether Karm Pesach we brought the Yachid or not. We then discussed a concept Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is Docha Shabbos, according to all opinions. Machlok is whether that's Docha Tuma or not Docha Tuma. And then Amun Beis, we discussed why not Asher Lo, that even though the Kohen Gadol has exclusive bailus to the of the Apar, based on three different sukkim of Asher Lo, nonetheless the Torah was matir, that they allow the Kohanim to have a certain kabar in it as well, and that would also be enough to make it that's a shutvis, that Timurah would not be effective. Then the Mishnah discussed how many prochas there were in Bayis Sheni, was there water, was there dew, based on the connection to the Mishkan or not. And then finally, where they walk, where was the entrance? Was the entrance to the north? Was the entrance to the Kodesh Kedoshim on the south? Whether he walked against the wall, or whether he couldn't walk against the wall because either the Shecharis were blocking it, or because it would be inappropriate to walk directly into the Kodesh Kedoshim. Okay, everybody have a one.